Good afternoon. Snow showers around this afternoon, dusting the ground in spots. Some places picking up a couple of inches before the front associated with an Alberta Clipper blows through the region. The wind will shift around to the northwest, and while temperatures will be in the 20s for a good part of the afternoon, they'll start to slide back through the 20s and into the teens towards sunset. High pressure will build in overnight tonight and will have a gusty northwest wind bringing in some of the coldest air of the season. Lows will go down to 0 to 10 below by tomorrow morning, and wind chill values will be between 10 and 30 below and in some cases as low as 40 below across the higher terrain. On Friday, we'll have more Arctic air in place despite a return to sunshine. Highs will only be between 0 and 10 above, and wind chills will be below 0 all day long. The next Clipper will make a run at us during the day on Saturday. We'll pick up a chance for light snow through the afternoon and into the evening. That Clipper will intensify once it reaches the coast just east of Cape Cod. And snow will keep going, especially in New England, overnight Saturday night, perhaps back into easternmost New York as well, with several inches possible. Either way, the strength of the storm will draw in even colder air with an even gustier wind during the day on Sunday. As skies clear out, temperatures will still only range from about 0 to 5 above in most places, with some spots not even getting above 0 during the day. With the wind at times between 20 and 40 miles per hour, wind chill values will go as low as 20 to 40 below 0. Some improvement on Monday for President's Day, at least back to sunshine. With less wind, it'll be around 10 above. And then the next system will head our way from the Gulf and into the Tennessee Valley on Tuesday afternoon through the day on Wednesday. This next system will bring us another chance for snow as temperatures climb into the lower and mid-20s by midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect downwind of the western Great Lakes and the UP of Michigan and western lower Michigan. Lake effect snow behind that Alberta Clipper will produce totals of around 2 to 6 inches in most places with blowing and drifting snow. Also behind the Clipper, wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued for large parts of the Midwest through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. Wind chill advisories are also out for the Appalachians into the Smoky Mountains for wind chills as low as 10 below zero in western parts of North Carolina. And high pressure over the Great Basin and low pressure over the Baja continues to produce Santa Ana winds, and that will persist into the weekend in extreme Southern California. Winds at times will increase to 50 to 60 miles per hour, and isolated gusts could get as high as 80 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 20 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire, and Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with snow showers in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, snow showers, windy, with temperatures falling from the 20s through the teens and into the single digits by sunset. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 1932, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:23 p.m. 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow showers today, highs in the 20s. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight, lows 5 to 15 below, with wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Scattered snow showers this evening, then becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, with wind chill values as low as 15 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers today, early highs in the 20s, then temperatures fall with increasing wind this afternoon. Scattered snow showers this evening, windy, with slow clearing overnight tonight, lows 5 to 15 below, with wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with light snow showers today and highs right around 30. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight with lows near zero and wind chill values as low as 20 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s. Scattered snow showers this evening, becoming windy with slow clearing overnight tonight, lows 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 30 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but bitter cold, 0 to 10 above, with wind chills well below zero all day long. Light snow likely Saturday in the teens. More light snow Saturday night and Sunday morning. Windy and bitter cold Sunday afternoon. Lows 0 to 5 above with wind chills 20 to 40 below. Mostly sunny 10 above Monday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with a chance of snow late Tuesday through the day on Wednesday with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.